nukuv, a hole in the cover of the pot, which seems to indicate that we have the right, we have to be strict, even in that kind of a case. This is the Levush Paskins that way, based upon the Hagol Sharidura, again, quoted in the Beis Yosef, Simen Tzadi Beis Yiv Zayin. You can look it up in your Tur Shulchan Aruch. However, the Sefer Yad Yehuda, who's one of our favorites for him, restricts this case to a situation with a very tiny hole. Small, tiny little hole. Such a tiny hole that the steam can't get out. Can't get out. And if it's a bigger hole, we have a right to be somewhat more lenient. This is discussed in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan. Today she is based almost exclusively on the Bari HaShulchan, most of which you have in front of you, some of which you don't. And we were discussing whether we have to follow all, each and every one of his chumras, or not every one of them, as we shall see. But in the in Simen Tzadi Beis, Sif Ches, which is our Sif at the beginning on page Resh Gimel, V'Nivla B'Kadera V'Yos Rasa, he quotes Dogel Meravava, which we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. He wants to know what will happen if there's a hole. Right? So if you look on here, and for those who have the original, it's on page Resh Dalet. What you have in front of you is starts at Resh Yud Beis. I'm 8 pages behind, but we'll see a little bit. In page Resh Dalet, those who have the Sefer itself, the first wide line in the Biurim, he quotes what I said to you before, the hole in the top of the pot from the Levush, from the Hagol Shari Dura. But he says no. Kevin Shanekev who cut on me old. Lachain Ef Shishotar Zagamke me Azeal Atasha. Ozal the time the Ad Yehuda. Shisova Shakol Shain Azea Atzme Oredes Gama Tam and if it was so any oredes. That's a mashalamata. So therefore we're only machmer is a very tiny little hole. Otherwise we'd be makil la halacha. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the Bari HaShulchan himself, the Dina Nirish Yesh Lahakal Bazeh. He's making a situation of this nature, because things got spread out. This is the end of the shiur yesterday. Page Kufsam, Siv Cotton's Kufsam of Love. Okay, he quotes originally from the Sefer. Again, what happens in a situation in which the steam can spread out? If it can't spread out, then there's no way to get out. Pressurized steam goes up and comes down again. However, if it does spread out, even if you'll say that it's usad, we'll see soon the Bach as he thinks it's not, but it won't come back down again. That's what we pass in our local Lemaisa in Os Kuf Samach Vov. Now, this is the Ramo. The lashon of the Ramo is, you all have the Ramo in front of you, Simen Tzadi Beis Siv Zayin. What did it say? It said in the Ramo, when the Mechaber said you have a pan of milk giving off steam into the pot of meat on top of it, the Ramo writes, it's a problem when Imhoya Cholav Machvis, not if it's empty, or if it has water, has that milk, Ubi'inan Samach B'Tavshul Shebikdeira Neged HaCholav Shebemachmas. In 60 times the amount of milk in order to be mevatel it b'shishin comes along the b'yurim. Again, I think he's correct. This simple read of this Ramah is against the Meshiv Dover and the Netziv of the Netziv and Rav Moshe Nigros Moshe we spoke about yesterday. That whatever is left over in the liquid is certainly not nivla in the pot, because it's either here or there. Here, no. You had milk on the bottom of the pan. Measure how much is missing and calculate 60 times that. It doesn't say that in the Ramah. Get an impression from the Ramah that you have to count 60 times the entire quantity of the milk, not just the amount that evaporated out. This is, I think, is completely correct. Okay. So now we're getting closer to what we have to get. And for those who have the Bari HaShulchan in its original, please turn to page Reish Ches. right, approaching the Reish Beis that you all have. Reish Ches, what happens over here? L'chein tolin basal liyabe shal akdeva shal cholav v'lo chashinan lizeya sha'ola. Why? Because the Ramah said earlier, the shir is yad toledes b'zeya. We'll get to a little bit later where that phrase comes from. And then if you can hold, you can allow to hold it up, hang it up higher. Why? So Kuf Pei says, Ein Yatza Lettuce Bow, right? It's not a problem. But if Yatza Lettuce Bow, it's a problem, even though Yesh Lezea Mokom Lispasha Litzdodim Gam came. So the Ramah's Machmir against the Bach. You can't blame the Ramah. He's calling it Trubas Hadeshin, an earlier source. I'm not blaming him. The Bach said, no, it's only pressurized steam. The Trubas Hadeshin, and the Ramah quotes him, seems to apply it even to steam which has place to move, as long as it is Yatzel Lettuzbo at that point. At that point. For this reason, he paskins halacha, and someone just mentioned me in Beis Medrash today, you should not be hanging up kalim if they get too hot. And not only that, you shouldn't pour, this is on page Reish Tes, shouldn't pour from a fleshiks into a milchik for sure not, but even parvo, what he calls stami. He uses the word stami, means parvo over here. It's going to happen all the time. You want to pour water into a fleshik or a milchik, a thing that's in chon, and you put a parva kettle, you have a problem. There are people who are not careful about it. It's the first wide line on page Reish Tes in the Bar Yashuch. So you should try to be careful. Someone mentioned this to me in the Beis Medrash. Here it is. Yes.
He's worried about the steam coming up from the...
That's correct. That's exactly correct. Exactly. So the parva, the formerly parva implement, can become fleshiks or milchiks. Fine. Comes the Ramah and says, V'chein ima machlis mechuse hakol shori. And on page Reish Yud, if the machlis, if the pan is covered, everything is fine and dandy. Fine and dandy. Why? Midi dehavi ashtek deros noga zubazu. The enostrin zubazubinagia. Koshken bezeya. I'm ready to page Reish Yud Aleph. We're really getting close to what everybody has. So it's almost one page away. So we're building up the anticipation. Okay? So very nice, beautiful koshken. He asks the Bar Yashulcha and he doesn't understand exactly what the Ramah is talking about. This is a question on Kuf Pei Aleph, which is in the previous page, Reish Tes. He asks, what's this koshka? He doesn't understand. Kosha lehoven. Why? Memanashot. Those are the last seven lines on page Kuf Reish Tes. Im eino ole shum zeya mea makwas alak derek shimachusa. If there's no steam coming out of the covered pan, matzorach lekal v'chom alahater b'zeh. Mez the time yesh l'osur. Of course it's mutter. If steam does go up, it's a great question. What's the kavachomer of the Ramah, which is found, again, those who don't have this source can see it in the Ramah itself. Ramah says, kolshkein b'zeah. What's the kolshkein? Zeah is more chomer if there's no than a plain negiah without a zeah. And if there's no zeah over here, doesn't go out, get out of the mechusa. Who needs a koshke? So he has two answers to explain this koshke. The first is as follows. This is the last of five lines. He's teaching you. The leka yisura de zeah mikdera de kdera kshibachusa. Afal gav de ika zeah meha kdera atzma. Rabosai, in terms of physical reality, there could be some amount of steam coming out from the metal. The metal itself can produce a certain amount of steam. Yeah? Dahizeya lo chashiva lesa. That's too small an amount. It doesn't count. And how do you know that? We have four lines. Ulama came in the Kaimel Beis Kederes. Hanogo zubazu. Enenosu zubazu. Last three lines. Hafilu imhein mezios mibifnim. There's always some amount of steam on a piece of metal. Velo arminan shazeya hayotis mikadera atzma tesas chaverta. Kolshkein. Last two lines. Shalom name again, kisha eina noga zubazu, vizeya mizeya hu de kayolov. Because this is zeya which is coming out of the of the metal and not coming out of the actual liquid contents. That's his first pshat. Here's a second pshat on page Resh Yud. A second pshat. All Yesh LeFarsh, line 2. The Kavanos L'Hutzuch HaKavachomer L'Mog Shafilu Munachas HaKadeiro Al Kisi HaMach Mesnamish. You put it down. And how do you derive it from? Shtei Kederes HaMunachas Zuetzel Zu. Even though Chelek HaKadeiro HaNogeh B'Chavert HaNogeh B'Tzidu HaSheini B'Rotav Shebekadeiro. There I have two pots touching, and behind one of the pots or both is actual Rotav, actual liquid. Here behind the pot is only Zeya, that's more Kal. That's a second beautiful interpretation of the Ramos. Finally, leading up to our discussion of ovens, is this last line, last four or five words in this Ramos. That's a very broad statement. What's Bekol Zeh? What is Kol Zeh? The source Agol Sharei Dura. You have to look in the source. What did the source say? So, on a simple level, this source said that although we know very well Ein Balua Yotzi Mikli Likli Velarotev, it's a cardinal principle in Yoredeya, not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. Those who are more Machmir. We had a Mefurish a Gemara come out that Ein Balua Yotzi Mechaticha Lechaticha Velarotev, that's the whole suk of Tipas Cholot we came from. Okay, that's chaticha lechaticha. Who says clearly clear is identical? There aren't such completely convincing proofs. So though we pass in this way, but the chatchil yeshli zara to worry about the opposing view, which holds that there is a blia mikli lekli below rotev. That's what it says. That's what it says. What else does it possibly go on, Rabbi Osai? It may also go on the immediately preceding idea of a kekadera mechusa. If it's covered, this is what he writes in the Shin Sadi Zayin in the bottom, quoted from Ksav Sofer. When I learned Chumash, they told me call it at least three things. No, everything. At least two is not three. What's the third thing over here? It says it does not go on any Yatzaletazbo. Someone came to me Spanish with a kashi, didn't understand it. Why? Maybe you're right. It goes on everything. Even the any Yatzaletazbo, you're afraid of miscalculating. Because kol usually means three things. But if you look at the original source, which is the Hagol Shari Dura, if you look there he says it only seems to be going on the idea of Ein Balua Yotzi Mikli Mikli Lerotev. So the original source, it sounds like it's going on one thing. The very last thing which the Ramah mentions about two things which are touching each other. Okay, or Mach was touching directly or only from Mikli Likli. It says the word kol. So it appears it goes on the previous idea of Mechusa as well. Okay? And if you take the word kol to mean three, it goes on Inyan Selevismo too, which he denies over here in Kufpe base. This is a very important Nakuda as we lead to our discussion, which is starting in a moment, about ovens. And the last Nakuda he quotes over here. Why should we be machmir in the case of Mechusa? Why? So, one of two things. He quotes a Ksav Sofer, we're afraid it won't be covered properly, or a Moshe, either he'll forget to cover it, or he'll cover it, but the cover will come up in the steam. That's what we're afraid about. Huh? He'll cover it, uncover it for a second by himself. Adka. So now, Rabbi Osai, we're ready to start our discussion, which is the topic of today's shiur. Ovens, regular ovens, microwave ovens. Again, do you need two ovens or don't you? If you don't have two ovens, how do you conduct yourself with respect to the ovens and flashes? After these introductory remarks, we're ready to put our full attention on this topic. And again, we're using it as a source, the beautiful Sefer Bar Yashulchan is in both Bar Yashulchan and the Biurim. I copied for you two pages. If you want to copy more than that, there's a little bit before, Reish Alf, a little bit after, Reish Tes Zayin. But the vast majority is in these two pages, which are in front of you, from Reish Yud Beis until Reish Tes Vav. So please, if you don't have it yet, please take it, and we're going to try to pick it up. So he begins to discuss the issue, and his first source is a source we saw already yesterday. Ramah Simen Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. Everyone open up your regular Shulchan Aruch, please. There are more. Simen Kuf Ches Sif Aleph. We were here already yesterday, but it's time to see it again. The Ramah says, among other things, he says as follows. V'adinim ofu b'chiyai gavna pas im basar osu le'ochlo b'cholof avu b'zeh achar zeh ein lochush elem keni ziyah ha'machves mishneim. Because also I feel the bezeh chazeh, my yushneim megulim, tavi kikisu shel keder kedel b'simen sari gimel. Okay, sari gimel. Get to that mitzvah tomorrow or Sunday. B'siyata d'shmaya. So this is what he starts quoting. This Rama, the first citation is this Rama. Okay. So shouldn't our ovens be exactly the same thing? You cook first, you cook fleishiks, then you cook milchiks. The Pasha said, "Say, it's a problem." Of course, the answer is the Rama is an expression. Ella imkain heziyut hamachus. So we have a big machlokas in Shir yesterday. In the typical case, you cook something in an oven. Is there steam? Presumably, steam has to be visible. Otherwise, how are you going to know? Ella imkain heziyut. How do you know? What do you have? Ruach HaKodesh? You're some kind of a super scientist with some special gizmo? It means you have to see it. That's a push up shot, right? Rama says, Elam Kain Hizia. How do you know if it's Hizia or not? You open your eyes, right? How else do you know? I'm asking you, no? You have to see it. So we had a big machloikis. The majority of people thought in their ovens they don't see any steam. There was a das yochid that there is steam. So today is already Wednesday, it's already up to next Shabbos. Comes Friday, you'll be around some house or other where they're cooking for Shabbos. Most ovens today have a window. Peek inside. Or if you're really gutsy, open it up. And look. See if you see steam, you know, visible steam. Yes?
There's a problem because you have to make sure that what's being cooked in there doesn't have liquid.
Well, you'll see, is there liquid? No liquid. If there's liquid in the steam, it wouldn't be such a big chiddush to me. But even that, even liquid is not always steam. If it's solid and be steam, it would be even a bigger chiddush to me. Mordechai, when you saw steam, was with solids or liquids being cooked? Do you remember? Don't know.
Okay.
Both? Okay. We'll have to see. Okay. The jury is out. Okay. Post-election day, but still, we have to wait till people look over Shabbos, it's before Shabbos, and see what goes on in the kitchens. Yeah.
Why do you have to see steam? All food that's hot, there's heat that radiates off of it, so...
Heat that radiates is a very beautiful term. The radiance. Oh. But that's metaphysics. We have to have zeasis. And again, there are some who claim the zeas to be hot, white, visible steam. Like you have when you open up a pot. That's the case over here. A lot of white comes up. Even I've seen that. You have a pot which is full of water. And you But if you never... did you ever see that? Who's ever opened up a pot and sees the white come out? Who's seen it? How long does it take for it to dissipate, that white stuff? Huh? How long? Yeah, before I turn around, it's gone. And if it's gone, it doesn't count. Could be it's nothing. The case of let's not forget, the original case with which we started is the Tshuva Sirosh and the Mechabah, Sadi Beis Sivches. If you have a compressed steam with a pan of milk on the bottom and a pot of meat on top, and there's nowhere for it to go, at that point in time, it keeps coming up, the hot stuff. So of course, it's going to cause an absorption. But in our situations, you know, if you open it up, in 2 seconds, it dissipates. So you have to be careful about these things. Yes?
Also, in the Rama over there, since he uses the Lashon of Hizia HaMachavas, it's not talking about the food itself, so it's talking about some sort of condensation.
That's another good question. I don't know. That's another good question. Hizia HaMachavas Mishneim is a hard phrase to understand what exactly it means.
Like in our case, it's talking about where there's steam going up and hitting in there, but over there, it's talking about seemingly something from the Machavas itself.
That's a good question, because here we just now learned that the zeh from the machlas doesn't count. Otherwise, if the zeh from the machlas would count, then how would kisi work? So you're raising a good point. Well, let's put it aside for the moment, but it's an excellent point. That's our starting point. But then he says in the last line on Reishit Aleph, leading up to where we're going, b'stam lo machzakinan sheizia, v'lo mitzalim ken yadua lanu sheizia. Who said so? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that's we can be making in our ovens because probably there's no Zaya unless we actually see it. Of course, it may depend on what are the contents. Here we're discussing over here what are the cases? What happened over here? Talking about pas and basar. They're talking here about solids. So solids is we saw yesterday we saw in Pischei Tshuva that there are those who claim that Zeyas Ochon doesn't count. Even if you see it, it's not halachically significant. But at the very least we can say that most probably there is no Zeyah from solids. The same, of course, cannot be said with respect to liquids. Oh. Let's turn our attention now, Rabosai, to what you have all in front of you. Page Reish Yud Beis. Okay? Let's take a look. Like the Shelley, we're going to read inside because Rabbi Cohen Shalit is very clear in his presentation. And if you see inside, it'll be easier for us to absorb it and to remember it. Okay? So we'll start in the Bari HaShulchan before we get to the Biura. He starts the Batim Shalonim. He said, our ovens, the Basar, the Yachak, one oven of the Basar, Kach Lacholov. Ish Ein Mezem Nechasha Shal Zeya. Shetchila Ola Legaga Tanner. Everyone with me? Line 2. Mizeas HaBasa. Line 3. V'nivlas Bo V'shiv Ola Shem Mizeas HaCholav. V'nifla L'socha Mitam HaBasa. V'nivla Shem. V'nei Kosavnu B'zebe B'yurim Stode HaHeter V'hoisur Shebedin Zeh. Okay. So he refers to his own Sefer. And this we're going to have to see in the actual B'yurim. So Rav Moshe, this is a quote of Rav Moshe, top of page Reshut Beis. After the betanurim shalanu shestumim begag ukoslim, vaday mezia o sheyoser nota sheyazia ad kan divrei Rav Moshe. He thinks that it's going to be like if there is going to be steam. Koshli mitvarov, he asks against Rav Moshe. To gama machmas the ari be'er amo sosimu mikol tzadav. To mehay time who the pasuk shemar amo dim afa otzala yisur vehetem bevasachas also b'shem reicha. Afgav de bial makayim de b'diavid reichel ad milsa to whom is shum da idea machves who sosum the garme who could the beer hagrosh and be yirol the beer rama. That's the grow over here in simen kuf ches, that although we normally paskin rabosai that reicha is lav milsa, it's a sugi mesech the psochim, we normally paskin reicha is lav milsa. Here we should be a little bit more machver because it is sasum. Because it's sasum. Take a look over here in the gra in kuf ches of cotton tesvav. Okay? Talks about tanu sasum, also b'diyevet. Okay? And the whole discussion, we're not going into the details right now. He doesn't understand why Rav Moshe is worried about it when the Ramah with stam kuf ches wasn't worried about it. Okay, fine. And then he says, in brackets, according to the Bach Imri Baruch and Yad Yehuda, you have to say it's referring to a case where it saw some pressurized steam. We call that. Nothing would come back down again, at the very least. We saw that yesterday, Shir. Okay. Omnom nireh shein lilmol hetem b'divi ramol l'chol yonei ha'shimish b'taner. The rock be oklim ha nitzlim o nefim komar amo shemin astam ein choshen lezeya avu b'mavashu b'mashke choshen af min astam lezeya d'chein mashe b'dake moshe shom shedato l'chalik b'kach. If you look it up, I looked it up, it's in Dake Moshe in Simon Kuf Ches at the end of Siv Kotten Gimel. You look it up, those who have the tour in front, you can look it up right now. That's what he says. So therefore, it's a serious problem. It's a serious problem. Now, v'chein kosa b'yad Yehuda shababia deridasa ramah. So he doesn't understand, right? Fine. It's a kash against Rav Moshe. The Rav Moshe doesn't seem to make this, realize that, doesn't seem to limit the ramah to cases of dry food. Good. So that's number one. And I think he is correct. I think that we have to at least be concerned that there would be some zeya when it comes to liquids. Again, there are three possibilities. There's no zeya even in liquids. There's zeya even in solids. Or the centrist point of view, the in-between view. There's likely zeya when it comes to liquids. When I mean liquids, I mean real liquids. real liquids. I mean, pours like water. Because, you know, the thinner it is, the more close the water is, the more likely it's going to be steam. As opposed to chela mehutach, which we had yesterday in the Shia, whether it there counts if you see it. That's a discussion which the poskim are machmir on. We saw yesterday against the Pesach Tshuva. But if you don't see it, it's probably not there. Because people sometimes, what do they put into an oven typically? They'll put in a batter, a cake batter. People cook a cake and bake a cake in an oven. No? And you put bake here? Who bakes here? So you take a batter, you put it in one of those, pans, and you put it in the oven. You see steam coming out of that? You ever see steam? Who's seen steam coming out of cake batter? I've never seen it. And the reason is, I think, because cake batter, comparable somewhat to chele mehutach, again, whether if there is steam, it's halachically significant or not, is matter number one. But is there steam in the first place? Likely not. I think there's likely steam when it comes to things which pour like water. Milk, chicken soup, I'm giving examples. Then there's steam. Okay, let's go further. Now the last three narrow lines. V'gam ha'ochle ma'nefem v'nitzli me'eshladon behetar zeh. V'imash ha'kosem b'toros chatas. V'dover ha'nefe ho'ol v'hu yovesh eino ma'lazeh. And the Michas Yaakov asks, it's against the Torah. We made reference to this yesterday. Or ha'chayim, the first wide line. Tof nun alf. T'kisui shel barzo shemesimim ala charora. Shenefes ala kira. Tzorech libun before Pesach. Got to burn it out. The yom shav kam tam lezeh ki hu mizeya mazia mehev ala charora shetachtav. End quote. That's a salad. It's a cookie. Hokamon ikazeya afadava yavish hanefe. Rebbeinu shel olam. You see, klar, that you have to worry about it. It's a kash against the Ramah. Minchas Yaakov, if you remember, the commentary on the Torah's Chadash written by the Ramah. Talking about go against the Befurish Adin in the Torah. Gives three answers. Three answers, no less. First answer on line three, wide line three. Emshur deshani hoso. Kemeshin ishtamishmo kol ashona chashiru lezeyak tzas afalarotev. Mashaykin hocha tlon ishtamishmo rak pamachas. Okay. That's how often it's used. Answer number two. Oh, yes, Shlomo. Hosel minyan libun v'agolo l'chatchila kama. Yes, l'achmer. Mashenge b'diyevet. Answer number two. L'chatchila yishadu libun. Not ma'akif. Answer number three. V'yod. D'yavteina mezia kol kach kemo kisui k'deira. Mikomaka mezia k'tas. V'chometz v'pesach b'mashu. Ad kan l'shono. Three answers in Michas Yaakov. Either what? It's chazer again. When more machmir, why? Rabosai, why? Because it's frequent use. Or when more machmir, why? Because of the chatchila. Or because of chumah the chometz. Three different reasons. Says the Beirur and Bali Shulchan line 5, or line 5, a hashtag. V'teirutzo ha'shlishi, derak with chometz machmirinon, mishib the humashu. Okay. K'mohadi danish, the hakla bazel. We're not dealing with Chametz on Pesach. Then he throws in a fourth answer, which I think is the best answer of all. I know it'd be Ad Yehuda Simon Kufches Shom. Shekosel the Taras Kushla Michas Yaakov Binyan Acher. For who? Desh Lechalek Ben Kisu Yacharora. To who Al Hakli Atzmo. It's mamish 1 inch away from the cookie. Shenefabo. Vu Samach Lecharora. V'yoz Gam Zeya Ma'at Megiya Techav Lehakisui. As we said before, you just agree with me. It dissipates very quickly. So it's very, very close to the roof. It's going to go in. Mashenkin, machva shofen tachlav shugavom e pashtida. Ozazea macha yosmi machal yovish. Eno magia la machvas ad kandavoro. Gam lefizei shloga batanurim didan. Kevin de ena machal munach samach mamash. I like this terrace all, best of all. I'm a Yad Yehuda fan. I told you already. I'm a big fan. And I think that's the correct answer. Okay. אבל לשני תירוצים הראשונים של מלכס יעקב יש להחמר גם בהודי דן לדיני נשים יש בטענה רכת אחת חילה ובתדירס לבוסו וגם בכל אבא דברם הנפם even salads. So he says. Okay. Very nice. So far it's the four answers to the cash of מלכס יעקב. Two would say it's good, two would say it's no good. And I'm a fan of the Yad Yehuda's answer, which will make it good. Okay, so the tone about if it's dry. Good. Right. This is another issue of amazing rush that says that when Zeh comes out, maybe if it's hot, it would repel it. But we're not going to go into that because we don't pass in that way. In that situation. I'm just skipping this idea. I'm skipping to the following place. Oh. Then he has also a Mishkanes Yaakov. That's the last few lines of page Reshit Beis. He says that Zeya in Asura Klal, the Poko Yisav Mashin Ishtar Lios Nasa Zeya. And someone told me yesterday, I think Mordechai told me, that by physics, all the Zeya is pure water. Is that really true? Absolutely pure water. So if I have chicken soup with Zeya, it's not chicken soup Zeya, it's water.
So you purify water. That's how it should all be Salonese water.
That's what Mishnah says. I was talking about schnapps. If they have sometimes they make schnapps by distillation, and it comes up, and he says, it's only water, it's nothing. But doesn't it taste like something?
No.
Okay, again, I don't know. That may be another tzad l'hakel for the Mishkanes Yaakov. But he himself, he doesn't like it. It's only tumah, not iser, and the mice himself is not going to rely upon his own kula. So he just throws us in on the two svaras at the bottom of page Reshit Beis, which we don't paskin like. One, that we say that hot repels hot, and two, that all zeyas het the gavah. We're just against the Rama. We just do not worry about zeyah at all. Okay, fine. But a much better Tzad L'Hokel, Rabbi Osai, a much better Tzad L'Hokel is on page Reshut Gimel. And here the Tshuvas of Bach, Rabbi Kivega quoted only briefly, is not going to be quoted in its full glory. Everyone please look inside. Resh Yud Gimel, he does us a big favor, on line 5, Ein Seva Hu Motzi Kol Kach. I'm going to quote him the verbatim, Vizel Hashon, on line 6. Basa Yove Shetlu Bebeis Goy, Bechedesh Ofen Bo Lechem Tomit. He means the tour. Machva shalcholov shenostu bekira tachas akadera shalbasar vazeh olav v'nivla bekadera v'oser end quote of the rush v'nira demari bekira shalahem shasurin kikadera v'sofsen alpia kadera d'hosam vadaim kevan da machva sila mata b'chalal akira ukadera shalbasar alpia akira. Ein makom lazeya lispashi litzdodim v'mkein balos hazeya bo lakdeya v'yos rosa. Oh! L'ficha l'nos n'rosh al shum gvul el kosa b'stam v'nivle b'kadeya v'yos rosa avo benir on didan shachet the rachav wide u'bevashna piyatanur b'kira shalonum te'ein lo chalal. It's not pressurized. The makom magula, it's all wide open. Vazeya mispasha gamet stodim. That's not pressurized to go up. Goes to the sides as well. Afa pisha ola gamkil lamala. Yeah. Ein lanu lo ma she nivla bevadei bebasa she tola lamala. Vi ein lanu lesser abosin ne osa zeya. This is the famous Bach that Rabbi Kivei quote. Ugedola mizu kaimalim bedin basa shchuta she tzlo and basa nevela. De betanura megulim shalanu. She piem she bi psuchim. Ein lachash derech kol shkein b'chei gavna. She'ein ha'shchutem ha'nevela b'tana rechot, ela b'cheder rechot. De pshita din ha'nevela oseras ha'shchut ha'kein yodeh locha, ela shema harai, what can I do? It's against me. Why? He says, tolen bosa liyavish l'mala, if it's ein yatsa letesbo. But if it's yatsa letesbo, he would say no. So there you go. This is a problem. Okay. Problem. Ad kal neshona. So therefore he says, oh, fine. It's still the Bach speaking. So that he wants us to discuss in Tanurim Shalanu. There's only Zeacha say, otherwise it's a problem. Ad kal neshon, Tshuva Sabach. A lengthy citation. Okay. What's his pshat in the Marai? That Marai is answering to, if it's a wide open space, if it's yatzal letesbo, to the olam derech hazeil alas lemala v'lochenu nivla shapir b'mashin nimtzal lemala. Yeah, avak shaheter hu betzido shelo yisur v'lo lemala imenu. Then ein hazeil osros ohecha diash pesach latzeis v'pesach hu lemala mena heter. Ki hazeil yotzes derech oso pesach. Avak pish hazeil as heter v'hazeil as isim as arvim derech yitzios al mechutz. Kol shem holchen bekivin shel yitzia. Ein atam shel yisra olich derech amud hazeya b'kivin ha'afochi l'redes al ha'machol ha'het. Oh! Ulefizeh, says the Heilige Biurim, vented. Look at this beautiful phrase. Ochezes darko lotseis minatanur. It's on its way out. Mamish going out. V'yav tamabosra nifle l'socho in a yorid b'kimon afochim yaliyas hazeo. Meiridik. Meiridik. Explanation number one. Odesh liros, another word. Mishlahate b'zeh gami tam soros habach atzmo. V'mashen nechlekim amarai. Shildas habach. Af ein azeya nivlas b'mashal lamala. Not only it goes up, won't come down. One of the nivla on top. Hecha diyesh lamokom lotes. Af shebiyanu liyal l'nina chashash harishin. Shesh lochash gam came l'nitzotzos. Oh, he throws in another thing. Not only is he worried about the steam going up into the roof of the oven, what about splash? Guys, how often is it? I mean, I need someone who knows something about cooking. How often is it that something's going to splash from a pot cooking in the oven and hit the roof? What do you think? The floor. The floor, yeah, we know about the floor. How is it? What do you say? Not too often, right? But he's worried about it. Yeah, mikomako mieshloba de kashem shenazea nivlas atokatanu das habach kach ene yechola lahaflit kulam yimeru. The same way as the steam can't put anything in if it's not pressurized, so it can't take anything out. One of the men's a mukhrach, maybe not. Yocholios af enoch yochol lardor the tochatanur. Hecha de yeshlo mokum pesach lotzis derech shom. Mikomakom niflat shapel the socha meablia shibatana. Maybe it can't get in, but maybe it can get out. Because to get in, you need more pressure than to get out. Vitzorachin bazer. Al koponim. Even if it goes up, it doesn't go down. Either Levush seems to disagree. Right, we mentioned that a few minutes ago. That Levush, where there's a hole, right? We call the last two lines. Baruch Hashem. So he sounds like it's always going to be Mekel as far as this is concerned. Last line, you get a. On the Makati lo bririli, imesh lahokil b'kein b'chol atanurim u'b'chol yadit bishul l'fom matav shul munach. Next page, Reish Yudalev, b'samuch k'tzas l'gagatanur v'gam nekev azeya eno b'gagatanur. Rabbi will say, where are our vents vented? Our ovens vented? Where's the vent? It's on the side. It's on the top. It's on top. Check for your vent. I thought it's towards the top, but a little bit on the side, I thought.
You mean on the inside of the oven?
Inside. Look, open the oven, look inside. Okay? The aflo b'samach lo mamesh al mufleg menuk tzas. Ah, it's a mufleg menuk tzas, the top of the sasri. Mufleg means it's far away, and tzas means a little bit away. I think it's generally near the top. That makes most sense. I mean, those who design the ovens know that heat rises, and steam rises. They want to get it out, they can put it on the bottom. So it's close to the top. So usually, it's above the line of the highest pot. That's what I would say. You know, we have two shelves usually in most ovens, even the upper shelf, and at the top of the pot, even a high pot, I still think that the vent is higher. So therefore, I don't think you have to worry about this too much, but he's worried about it a little bit. Okay. I'm cooking over here, but the hope it's only in the corner of the vent. It'll bump into the roof on its way out into the hole of the vent. Okay? Fine. And if it's neck of cotton, this we spoke about in the first part of today's shir. The Yitzias Azeya ain't sochen lo ma'ashenach, ain't choza klumen Azeya, lamata. Hochan arvi tadur nidan, l'yadati m'kulen neck of Azeya, day godol, the name of the Vadesh ain't choza klumen Azeya, lamata. I don't think it comes back. It's made, it's by the manufacturer, so it shouldn't come back. Okay, this is number one. This is all part of his problem with respect to Zaya. Any questions before I go further? Yes, sir.
What does he mean
by what?
Rav Moshe says that the tanurim are steaming. Our tanurim are steaming.
He means stumim, that they're not completely stumim, but they're mostly stumim. I think Rav Moshe was aware of this event, but it's mostly stumim, as opposed to wide open space. Yes, sir.
What impact would what we just said have on a toaster oven that's very small?
Toaster ovens are much worse, because they're very small. Very small, and there's, are they vented?
Yeah.
They have to be, by law, probably. But it's right, the smaller, it's a little bit worse. Right, I agree with you. A little worse. Okay, this is chashash number one. Through a total of rabbis, you have three chashashes. Right? Now chashash number two. V'ayin od mashitiyanu liyel od chashasheini b'zeh mitana be'en hanidbak legagatanu asher le'inyan zeh nireh that stodim shel hetla shetidanu liyel d'haynu A. Svaras habach b'das marai B. Svaras habach atzmo C. Suffolk shall arush and Rosea Makabozea. D. Mishkanus Yaakov. Loyal Widow Hatabazer. To become God, Binion the Mecha, Shazea, Hachama, Haola Shah Malach Lecha, Sumerachechas, as Abbean and Nidbak Shom. For note, if the matter, Toka Tavshil. So he knocked out four heterim. So what are you left with? Ben the Tzadid Bezelaheta Zulas, Bafia, the Shamika Lemema, the Lecha Zea Kolika. If I'm now using something which is dry, there's no zeh at all, ukanal, if there's no zeh at all, you don't have to worry that the be'en, which was absorbed by splashing or some other way into this roof of the oven, is going to come back down again. We see Mishavir Gus Moshe, Mishimin Mem, Shekosav, the Mistaber Lahatir, Mishadai Chashosh, you know why? The Mistama Yeshishim B'Tavshil Keneged Atipus Shenokul Sof. Who says the same? The Marsham. Right. Masham was a Godel Ador from Galicia 100 years ago. The grandfather, namesake of the famous Magid of Shalom Shvadron, that was his name. Okay. Ulam, last narrow line. Because Moshe shall know Samach Lahatir Bahai Svar Luchud, Ayin Shah. He didn't want to rely upon him only, because he's not 100% sure it's really true. But the Meshisha, I think it's about the Meshisha. Because Hosam Larabe, because Moshe shall know Diyebe, Nanyan Chatchila Kaimina. The Chatchila nears Daiti, Shabol Himone Bekochshash, Yesh Shalisser, Bezei Shalachasos Bechopam, Shemishnamishbo, Oes Macholi Cholov, Oes Macholi Abosor, Rotzaloma. This is what I do in my oven, what you do in your oven. My oven officially is Fleshik. Yeah. So Fleshik is uncovered. Milchik, if it's liquid, we'll see soon, that's why I disagree with him, is covered. In the rare case, someone try, give me a case of a liquid milchik. Happens once in a yayvu. What? If you have milk in it, you put milk in it. Yeah. You got milk, okay, you're right. My wife doesn't usually put milk in the oven. Okay, watch this over here. She yivra lo echad melechas b'chol pam, she echas etam achol echol, that's what I do. For Oz, wide line 3, yocho levashel kol kdeiro sabosa b'magula, Kevin Shloyala Zer Sachola of Lamala, having much cuts of Ramokan, Lahatim and Machusa. Period. That's what I do. Great. So far, I'm in good standing. So far. We're not finished yet with this Beurim. But so far, I'm in good standing. Rabosa, everybody with me so far? So far, I'm in good standing. So far. Fine. Now. As we said before. Oh man. He's throwing a wild card at me, saying the Ramah is machmir lechatchila b'chol zeh. And in order to cover that base, he throws in, I think, two additional chumras. Number one, he said you have to wait 24 hours to make it down to Talifka. Okay? So it's covered. And you wait 24 hours, then we can be maker. We don't trust the cover. No. It's all decided the heter, but the iker hadover havelik ishas hatchak. Lahatshech beiz tanurim. Echad lebos of echad lecholot. I think the same expression that you're using in your case, where you wait 24 hours, is true if you don't wait 24 hours. Well, I'm going to tell my wife to wait 24 hours between Fleishigs and Milchus and Elman, she'll throw me out of the kitchen. We have a tiny kitchen, we only have one oven. So I think he himself is agreeing that if you have only one oven in your kitchen, a small kitchen, that's considered to be Shas HaTzchak in Kiddi Yevet. So why is he insisting on the 24 hours? I'm not masking to the 24 hours. I'm not masking. The whole thing is only based upon, we have so many other Tzadim Lahakil. After all, the Be'en is Batal B'Shishim, as he said before. The Zeya, there are four different Eterim, and we like some of them very much. So, alright, to play it safe, I can justify, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter Shlita holds this way. You know, if you can clear, you can use your milk inflation, no problem, for the reasons that he just gave, beautiful reasons. I'm a machber, holik or mush. Mush is an in-between view. You cover one of them if it's liquid, and that's what I do. I cover all milk liquid, which almost never happens in my house. But that's the sheet that we have in our house. Not hefker, but to cover the milk liquid. Fine. Brackets. Umatobaze. Imyanake gamke and esgagatana mikol ben shalov. Should keep the oven roof clean. Rabosai. Go home tonight, or tomorrow, or Friday when you go home, and take a paper towel and wipe the roof of your oven. Either your mother or your wife will say, what are you doing? So the Rebbe said, I'm cleaning your oven, ma. Honey. Clean your oven? Okay, I got a complaint. What do you think it's going to look like? I don't think it's going to look clean at all. But I still think that's... Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue.
I was just wondering, so covering, let's say, only milk, right? So
that's what we do.
Right, so... Is it any better to cover both milk and flesh?
You want to cover both, bevakasha.
That
makes it much more complicated. My oven is used on a regular basis for fleshik, and in the flesh there could be easily liquids. And I can't take a chayish to be covered every time. So I cover the milk, it almost doesn't exist. So it's very easy to be machmer, and for almost non-existent chumra l'maisa. So, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, even if something would get on the oven.
Right.
Would it be gone because it gets so hot again?
Yeah, it probably gets.
Liquid falls on the floor.
Probably gets. We'll get to that about being burned up. We'll get to that a little bit later on, the burned up concept. We'll get to it momentarily. Yes, sir.
Is this all one after another? Or
one after another. Not only that, but I'm a big machmir. I say you should not use it for the opposite time, you know, kind, until it totally cools down. Should reach room temperature, and there should be no smell of the whatever was used before. Every cool that comes with its chumras. So that's what I tell people. That's it. Okay, we'll get to whether that's halachli, strictly halachic, or just chumra. We'll get to it as we go. But that's what I say. Cool it down, and no smell. Yes, sir.
Is there a good way to tell if it's considered yavesh versus like if it's pizza or something? Or?
I think pizza's yavesh. We serve pizza here at the pizza lunch. No one took a cup and put the pizza into the cup. You just took it and you held it in your hand. It has a mashu of liquid on it. Everything has a mashu of liquid on it. If you ask the scientists, everything in the world has water in it. You know, certainly any food has water in it. But it's a solid. Weiter. Rabosai, we're going further. Okay, let's go. Slowly. Very slowly. Slowly. He now goes into a side discussion. What's that? He says, like this. He says, you know, it's better to wait 24 hours. And it's even better, should have two ovens. Very nice. The last two lines. This chashash yesh nogam betanu mikrogal. What's mikrogal? Microwave. Avshet fano satano enem mischamim mitzaratzmom. Rabosai, he admits that the walls are not hot. Mikomakom hazeya ha'olam and amachol hichama v'nivlas shapir betoch hatanur u'mafzit gam kamim enem masha b'lu abo. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There's a whole famous peeve is, do we say that there's Belia if the walls and the ceiling of the market are not in fact Yatzel Espo, and the steam is, which I think is generally speaking the truth, would there be Belia or not? He says yes. I'm not blaming him. He's following the Chavez Das, he's following the Yad Yehuda, he's following the simple read of the Ramah. But my pet peeve from the first day of that talk over a month ago is that this is not true. Now comes a side point. Eden, we're going to go over this very brief because we don't have time to go into Eden right now. It's not our Indian so much. The last few words on this page, Rashi Dal. Hine yesh liros in mahani lechaim mesatana ben shimash v'posor l'shimash acholav v'minas chom gavoa ad shikash nitzvif olav v'b'chutz. In other words, you should kash the oven every time between fleshings and milchings. Put up to the highest. So karmel and behatera bola, which meat is kosher and milk is kosher, lo binan libun gomor lachshiro, tainu achi nitzotus nitzim imenu, that's according to Rav Moshe, 700 degrees, sparks would fly. Elasagi belibun kal kash nitzvif olav, which is a much lower level. Much lower level. And he tells you to look in Arachayim. Says, well, he's not so happy in our Tanurim. Why? The last few narrow lines of page Resh Tetzva. Hey, mitzupim bifnim biporcelain. Shadinu kekli cheretz. It's true. Most of the classical ovens have a very thin lining, if you will, in the inside of porcelain, which is like cheres. And the cheres ain't a mislab and afi basal lecholav. You can't kasher cheres as a rule. El beliban gomer. Has to be a full Liban, which we presumably, he claims, don't have. Even if it's a metal oven, he's not sure. Why? First wide line. Apikli matches, some poskim say, lo mahani ha-sekad mi-bachutz lach-shiro. Afabola ha-chshir mi-bosu l'cholof. Pre-Mugonimu seems to hold that way, against the Yad Yehuda, etc. And here too, Tanur Mishalonu, ha-eishu milamata b'to ha-tachton, and in the lower cavity, v'rak revach koton ponui nimsa sabav also pacha madal ben atoyim, which the lower section where the broiler is and the main cavity where you cook all the stuff. I happen to think that it should be considered bifnim, and even bechutz we can be make them through kabbalah kachpolt. I have a whole sheet not for now. They apply kabbalah kachpolt not only for hagola but also for libun. So if it goes in, your highest setting is 550 in your oven. Put up 550, I think it would work for basa b'chalav and even maybe for misurim as well. That's how my Rebbe, Zichron of the Rebbe, taught us. Fine. He ne'e od yesh l'aros, as he says now, t'shema yimach hamamo, kol kach ad shemei olav lo nishnamesh bo b'chom b'gavo yosim ma'ashav achshav, nechshav ke agav nekalibun gomor. So I just said, t'klalo b'echshav keil nekabola kach polto. Ah, you need the tzotzos nitzin. It's come from the goyim. You have no idea how hard it is. Near lo sagi bekach. Kol echad bin libun gomor. Binin shin tzotzos nitzin. Af hecha shin eshtamash ba b'chom pochos mizeh. Af bekli matches. Kol shem bekli cheres. He quotes it from the Prima Godim. He's right. The Prima Godim said so. However, I don't know if it's necessarily true. Prima Godim said so. All the rest are from Prima Godim. But I don't know if it's really true. He doesn't look at Michas Yitzchak, who seems to be mesupik about it, okay? And on this basis, he's going to not say the unbelievable. Even self-cleaning ovens, he doesn't want to rely on that. That's incredible. Umehaytaima yeshkam kein listapek beolso atanurim hamenakim es atzma. That's a very literal translation. Self-cleaning oven. Imol yachshirim ayadezeh mishimish bas l'shimish cholov. Diyav shehu megiyah l'chom gavoa harbei. I'm told it's 900 degrees. Because those ain't nearish yitzotzes nitzim imenu. I don't think that's true. Ramosha Paskin 700 yitzotzes nitzim. Well, then reality sparks going to fly. It's treated metal. I don't know. It's hot enough. So he's okay. He's entitled to his chum. Pomos and ilo mahani b'klicheres kanal. And if the eshin to tachton hesegah b'chutz, it doesn't help. And therefore, he's not relying upon the heksh. I tell you the truth. I don't get involved in this. You know, it require your rebbitzin to kasher the stove oven every single time, but you also pleasures the milchiks. First, we have a minute we have to do such a thing. The Magen Avraham's minute that we spoke about at the very beginning, to come to the Chazara Mizrach next week. That, you wouldn't want to do that every single time. It's a tircha, it's a shas tzchak. I wouldn't recommend that at all. Fine. Rabosai, any questions so far? We've covered his two first chashashes in his oven, why you have to have two separate ovens. I have to tell you, Rabosai, when we come to the microwave, especially, as we said before, if you look on the lush of the Truma Sadesh, we read it yesterday in Shir, you have to have that the meat biatza lettuce bowl. You have to have that the kedera biatza lettuce bowl, not the steam. We'll get to soon where the steam comes from. I'll show you. I think it's based on a improperly transcribed Truma Sadesh in the Dakim Bosharach, which we made reference to before. We'll get to it again together a little bit later today. Fine. Let's not forget the Bach Shita. It's not pressurized steam. And especially, remember Rabbi Kivege? Let's not forget Rabbi Kivege. Yes? Come on, look back again. In Sadi Beis, here in Sivches, the Rabbi Kivege had his brief excerpt of the Tshuvas of Bach. But in that brief excerpt, this part was not quoted by the Bari HaShulchan in that long citation, quoted a long, long, long citation, but he left this particular part out, where the Rabbi Kivege quotes, V'yemi hu safek emayatza letis b'zeya, yesh lahokal, who said so? Bach b'tshuvosov. And then if you look more carefully, as he quotes, if we say it's pressurized steam, with mikaradin, safek yatz letis l'chumra. Non-pressurized steam, safek yatz letis bo l'kula. Rabosai, in our microwaves, it's a safek yatz letis on two grounds. Number one, I'm not sure that if you put your hand in the steam, leave out the roof, in the steam, just beneath the roof, it'll be yatz letis bo in all cases. I'm not sure, because the walls are cold. And number two, I claim that the roof was not yatza letus bo. It's at least a suffix, if you ask me, whether that's determinant. I think it is, even though others disagree with me, as we said already so many times. It's a stickle svek sveka, and it's unpressurized steam. We can be made based on the Bach, which is quoted over here. Rabbi Kivege, only one thing, Rabosai, should make sure that the microwave is clean. There should be no behen. That's true. That's true. I think that usually is clean. I mean, when I say clean, I mean, you look, it looks clean. You don't see anything bad. Now, must the paper towel be completely clean? I don't think so. That's just a teeny, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be clean in any, no matter how many times you clean, it's still not going to be clean. Because there's always a mashu. But that doesn't count. Yes, I'm sorry.
Does that mean that it's different than the microwave if you put it in something for like 10 minutes? You really want to heat it up really, really high.
Let me tell you what I tell people about microwaves. I have only one microwave in my kitchen, and I say just follow the owner's manual. Who's ever looked at the owner's manual of a microwave? You never, we buy appliances, we never even look. If you look there, it says whatever in the microwave should be covered. And these are not rabbis writing. They're doing it for cleanliness reasons or other reasons. Cover it. So I tell everyone, put it in the microwave, take a paper, not a hermetically sealed cover. That can explode in the microwave. Put a paper plate or a paper towel on top of it. This, as we shall see, eliminates a significant amount of the steam. Whatever steam does come goes through the sides and takes away the. That's what we do in our house. That's what we do in our house. I have to tell you, Rabosai, that let's take a little bit of a break from the Bari HaShulchan to go to our other favorite, the Megillah Sefer. He's been sidelined today. Bring him off the bench. All right? Bring him off the bench. You notice that what we've seen so far, Rabosai, in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, before we get to his third chashash, is that he is worried about even Zeachar Zeh. He says the Lechatchila of the Ramah applies even B'Zeachar Zeh. Now that's a big question, whether that's really true or not. And that's exactly what he's going to deny in the Megillah Sefer. He says it's not true. He says it's not true that he thinks that the Chumrah is only b'vasachas and not b'zeachar zeh. That's a question which is an open question. It's not completely clear. If you're looking in the original, it doesn't say whether the Chumrah is b'zeachar zeh or b'vasachas. It just doesn't say b'feirish. It doesn't say. Since it doesn't say, so this is open to two interpretations. Well, thank you very much. 75 maybe. Let's see. Later than that. No, from here I'll go around. I want to show you what he says, okay? Oh, a lot of next. Was off by a lot. Forgetting places. Oh, Zaya. Let's see. Here we go. Beinian Shimish Betanurim, the boss of Hakach Lacholov. The Chaim Machshir HaMikrogal. Homash Akadevas Megulos. Varesh Eshlochash Tchila. Also Zaya is Habos of Nivloa Bedofnas Hatanur. Vachakach Ola Zaya is Hacholov and Nifla Latocha Betan Habos Abalu. Avari Ashulchan Hosif Lesser Afilu Beofen Shakadera Mechusa. Elam Kain Hinton Chav Dalet Shos. We just saw it. That's what he says. Then we can rely on the Kisui. Within 24 hours, no. Because he called the Ramah. Lechat Chilesh Zob because then. Bekoi, Gama Machma Shal Cholov Shameolov Kederas Bosar. Afshim Machasis Amachvis Mikomakom Lechat Chilesh Zob Bezet. Lechashash Shem Yishkach. The Yosir Asa Kisui Lerego. Or Machma Sizgalai there is Sicha Yotzibo. And he quotes there. From the Ksav Soif and Rabbi Moshe. And I say it's not true. He quotes himself. I said over there, Kosavnu, to call as the heroes to Chathila the Ramah, is Ksheveniach betaner Yachad, Kteras Bosim, Kteras Cholov. That's the case of the Ramah. What's the case over there? You have milk on the bottom and meat on top. It's going from the pan to the pot. Then you don't trust the Kisui. Also, some can al Kisui Choshu the Zeh, Shatetzi, Messir Echad, Vetibola Beshain. Aber bezeh zeh vachshash rak levelua bedofen atanner bezeh som kana la kisui velo choshen de mechsholos bezeh kos de mishne brube ferish in tof nun alf kuflam and vov kshemeisim kisui ala kadeh was shemeniach sham muto lechat chila af kshein sham betana tiach malamala vadu ala choshen shu divi amon is karmen lechat chila yesh yizor bezeh mucha te bezeh achar zeh ein sorech lochosh lezeh. Eshel dismoch al kisu yakdera af lechatchila. Shoy, hitarnu lechatchila tasha mechusa heitev v'niochol esgalos. Shoy, so yeah, great, right? The last second, again, he wants to snatch the defeat from the jaws of victory. This next paragraph, I'm not masking to it. Till now, I think it's 100% right. The last one, I'm not masking to. Look at you right. Miu lishtamishkein b'ofen kavua nira lesser. What? Hoel v'adover musu l'kol yesh locha shlo yichasu heitiv esatav shilim avu bakroi v'avu kad pa'ami b'shas atzorech v'adchak niru lahate. Where's this comparison? We know this already. We'll do the Chazara starting mitzvah next week. Ramoch kufchaf alef sifhei n'kliya b'lua mi'isr u'bol ishtam b'shol b'tzor. Remember that thing? If it's b'lua mi'isr, you want to use it for cold, but kavu asr. We know this already. It's just no comparison, gentlemen. Because over there, if you make a mistake and use it for hot, it's also even b'di'evet. That's why they said you shouldn't use it b'kvias, even for cold. You may make a mistake. But in our case, b'di'evet will always be a maker for all the four svaros, the Bach and the Yadud and the Midogel Mirvava and the whole everybody. So therefore, I'm not masking to his chumra at the end. I'm masking to his first paragraph of Bosai. I'm not masking to the second paragraph. Fine. Having taken a break, we go back to the Bali HaShulchan. Yes?
Did you say this says that the kavua, you should wait 24 hours?
I don't know what he says. He should get two ovens. I don't know what he wants. He doesn't know what he says. He doesn't say what he says. If you worry about that, you should need two ovens. Okay. Very nice. If you can afford two ovens, have a room in your kitchen. Rabbi, so I want to make it clear. If you can have two ovens, I'm a big fan. I'm a major two oven fan. But in my oven... You've ever been in my house. It's a small house. The kitchen is tiny. You can't fit two ovens. So, the nicer. We have one oven. And if you live in an apartment, you have room for two ovens? Can't do it. You're not the boss. They won't let you put in a second oven. So, whatever. Now comes chashash number three, Rabbi Osai, which is not about the roof of the oven, which is common, but the rack of the oven. Rabosai, does anyone in this room have, in the single oven, two racks? A fleshiger rack and a Melech HaGerak. Not a single soul, I'm not surprised in the least. But if your name is Cohen, related to Rabbi Cohen, I don't know if he's Ashkenazi, but you should have to have two racks, at the very least two racks, in your Fleish HaGerak. That's what he says. Let's take a look and see where that comes from. Rabbi Osai, where does that come from? So Rabbi Osai, he says as follows. He says like this. This he writes in the, we'll first take a look and see it, and see in the Bali HaShulchan proper, top of page Reish Yud Dalet. The word he uses for a rack is a michbar. What a biblical word. Ah, michbar. You know where the michbar is found in the Torah? Who knows? That's right. Where is it found?
Maybe by the Aaron?
By the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan. He used the word, the biblical term, michbar. I love it. Ah. I don't think anyone in Israel, anyone speaking any modern Hebrew? You were in Israel for many years. Ever hear the word michbar used? Come on, michbar. They use the word, I think, tas is a proper word that people use nowadays. Tes, samach. I think I must use that word. We'll see it over here too. Tas! Any other word you want to use, you look it up. We would call it a rack. How do you say rack in Hebrew? A rack. I don't know how to say the word michbar is a beautiful biblical word. I wouldn't have used it in conversation. He would let me know a better word. Meanwhile, using his words, he wrote the book. Reshet? Okay. Reshet for us means more of a net. Okay, but whatever it may be. What? Chain. Link. He said like this. Michbar sheni lecholov. Why? By the shulchan top of page Reish Yud Dalet. Kadesh shlo ye nivla lekli acholov mebliyas habasar. Shebe michbar umehabeen shel basar sheolov ulehepech. And if it's parva, you use all the parva for one, always for flesh or for milchus. Ulefachos yesh lahachmir lasim eze hefsek bein echad mehem the michbar kagom shemeniach kli basar ala michbar atzmo. You need a redid shall aluminum. He means aluminum foil. Not what, redid. What a great word. Redid. It means a piece, it means tin foil, aluminum foil. On the michbar, on the rack. You can have two. Okay, fine. Adkan. Where'd this come from, Rabbi Osai? Where'd this come from? So he discusses it on page Reish Tesvav. Unfortunately, for us it goes over to the next page, which I can't show you unless you have the actual sefer, but the beginning we can see. When Reish tests Vav, Rabbi Osai, he calls it the Chashash Hashlishi, the third Chashash. After the Zeh, which is the main discussion, and the Ben, which is secondary. Now, number three. Okay. When the Chashash Hashlishi, halfway down the wide lines of page Reish tests Vav. Shel Shimesh b'michpor echa d'kder shel basa v'achak l'yash shel cholav. Ibin in the mecha shetchila nivla bo min abasar v'shuv nivla min abliyah ahui v'soch kader es hacholav Hashem min gam kein lemecha shle nishpach eze be'en shel basar ala michbar v'nivla mimena lekder es hacholav Hine he goes Moshe simen mem kosa she'ein b'chashoshos. Rabbi said the word b'chashoshos is the last word on the line. Ein b'chashoshos elu beis mechash. Don't worry about it. Why? One, the mitzad ha'chashash ha'rishin ha'kaimelon the base kelim anogim zebezebel orotev b'neim ein abliya yotzes miyechad lachavero. We all know that ein belua yotzes miklil klibel orotev terechash hasheni hare be'en urak mitzad mashe nishpach aydei resicha shurak dover lach shemisyavesh techev al tas. Here's the word al tas, the line of the word tas shel barzel shu al ha'esh shechamaod, it'll burn up in a second. Then we have this recently, we saw that in the Ramah, you know, in Siv Zion, if it's on the side towards the fire, it gets burned up, if it's only a tipa. Ad kan diri yagusmash. Ula chayru. Kosh al dvorov. Meha de kosh al Ramah de lechatchilo yesh li zor b'chol zeh. To koi kefi anire gam aho de beis kteres anogu su bezu. Risi b'gusmash achele gimel simenyo shakot al tarish mazeh. Shazihiru sechatchilo kosh al Ramah koi rak al heter hakisui. Hiske mikodem, u'tam lechashin and shem yizgala hakisu le'ezah siba, v'gam al hetad lagia akderach zeshnia b'shas bishul, u'tam lechashin and shem yozov lechutz k'shiyal harasichos v'yizchal l'stachas akderach zeshnia, avu b'mevashel v'zeh achar zeh, av lechatchila lochashin lo, Kevin Shabbat Kvar Nisra Flonisha Lochush Elemitara Balua Ubazav Lachatchil Hashin Lana Kevin Shabalua and the Yoks Mikhil Cleveland wrote it. Adkan Rabash, Igor Smash. He holds Ein Balua Vilarota of Yoslo is a Chok Gomer. You don't have to worry about it. Only one problem. In the original source, and I go Sharidu, it says Fakert. Okay. So Rav Moshe might say, very nice, we don't pass like him in that respect. Whatever. Whatever. Omnom. Skip into the last three lines. He's talking about a dry fus. See, last three lines. What's a dry fus? Tripod. What is it in English? 3 feet. Right? It doesn't mean yes. You don't talk about it. It's held up on three sides. That's the expression that we use. We called it a grate yesterday. Hu chatsuva haniska baruchayim simen tof na'av sivdal bramo hu klish lo gimel raglayim amirin olav kader o machmas v'tana alur kifish mishnevru ashab. Yeah. Hanik, last line. We're running out. I'm sorry. Hanik ach min anokhi tzarek limun fisha nishbach olav iser hu mesayim olav derech hakmas adam chayodam diyim what? Hakmas adam tibidiyevet Kevin Shenanos and Olaf Tavshal Atzno, Elohu, for those who are able to continue, and the rest will have to hear it about Peh, Pedresh Tezain, Bechli, Kamein Olaf Isa Be'en, Elisa Balua, Mutter. It's like Beis, Kderish, and Nogu, Zubizu. What do you see? You worry about the Chatchila, and you'll be clear the Kleeba Larotev, against Rav Moshe. And he quotes a Taz who holds that way, and the Prima Gadim who explains that way. Fine. The truth is, I believe it's true. If you look at the original source, which is Agos Sharidura, he does seem to be worried about that. But Rav Moshe is not that way. Rav Moshe passes for Ker. He calls over here the Makor HaDvarim, the Agos Sharidura. It's in the Rama, in Dark Emosh. You can look it up yourself. I have the Agos Sharidura on my desk, in my office. Simon and Aleph. He quotes the Mordechai, two Kederes, Nogaz and Bazoo, is no problem. Can't go for me, clearly, people are rote. But Poskim Achem, Lo Mash Makay. So I'm machmir because there tovel of brochi harbei shadak b'tzvaros alalu. You see, clear that in the original source it's against Rav Moshe. I concede that, but Rav Moshe doesn't pass in that way. Okay, fine. Then he wants to say maybe to go back to our old discussion. Whenever you put on the oven, it's a libun kal on what he calls the michbar on the rack. Whenever you put on, it's a libun kal. On the rack, Liban Kal works between Fleshiks and Melechiks. That's what he suggests over here, towards the bottom of column 1, on page Reish Tezayin, for those who are looking inside, those who have it. Okay, probably we'll get to that temperature. Yeah. But then he says, well, he's not 100% sure. Maybe not. People, after they finish cooking in the oven, they just leave it there to warm. And at that point in time, it may be Yad Soletisbo, but not hot enough to what's called burn up Kash Mibachutz. It's less than Libun Kal. Oh, what about the Be'en? Rav Moshe said, no, it's burned up. Again, not. You leave it there to warm, the Hachzik Chumo, the very end of column 1, and therefore it will not necessarily be burned up automatically. And what if a whole Kedera spills? Oh, a tremendous Shvicha. Then we saw in the Ramon Sivzayin a big shvicha. You can't count on the fire to burn it out. It seems to me, Rabosai, that's only true if it falls on a flat surface. It falls on a rack. Our racks have tiny little, what do you call those things? Spokes? Or what would you use for that? Those little thin metal rods that comprise the rack? Rods? So they're very tiny. It's nothing. It's going to fall right down. So I think you have a right to be maker. He himself says, Harbe Noagim Lahokal Kudag, that's Rav Moshe. He wants to be Machmir. Have one rack for Milchiks, one rack for Fleshiks. Or at the very least, put some aluminum for, as we saw before. That's what he says. Fine. Good. He goes a little bit more about the burning it up, and he says he's not so sure. I'm not going to go into the entire length, since you don't have it in front of you. Fine. Adkan Dvarav HaKadosh. Once he's here, he starts talking about the following. I don't know if you figure what he's saying over here at the end of page Reish Tezayin, column 2. There's a new thing in certain houses. Rabbosi calls it a pach, not a pach with a chof, which is a jug, a pach with a ches. What's a pach with a ches? What's a pach with a ches? Huh?
Garbage?
Could be. I thought it's a trap. But he says, pach shel matchis, hatolui lemala mehakira, ki'ein michse al akira, o tachtiso shel tanu shel lemala mehakira. Who knows what he means? What do we call it? What's the tapir rabbi? What do you call it? You know what it's called? It's called a hood. I think that's the official word, no? You know what I'm talking about? Who has it in, who has it in this kitchen? I have it. It's a, it's like a, you know, it's about a few feet above, right? And it's a hood. Keeps the, I don't know what's there for, to protect what's on top of it, whatever it may do. He's afraid, as I heard this child already 20 years ago. What are you afraid about? You're afraid that even though the zeh is mispashe, a lot of room, because between the pot and the hood, plenty of room, it's the last also a pach, if it's going to be, and here he's on my side, all of a sudden he joined my side. I'm so happy about this. It's probably just a mistake. Kulmus. Five lines up from column 2, Reish Tazayin. Im hapach daikorov lekaderos hamisbashel sham she'enas aliyas aledes bo. Ah, he finally said it right. That the pach has to be aledes, not enough to say it. See, he, for some reason, he agrees with me. He probably doesn't really agree. He probably just wrote it by without paying careful attention. Okay. So the pach is belua from Fleshix, and it's Malua from Milchix, and it comes down and makes everything treif. Oh man. But then he says, you know, it can be Makil and Page Reish Yud Zayin, if it spreads out, doesn't come back down again. We saw that already before. Okay. Maybe it's Be'en, Batul B'Shishim, whatever, Adkan, the long B'Yurim. Now we can close the Bari HaShulchan for the, we spent a lot of time with this beautiful Sefer. Most of it you had in front of you in those two pages which you hold on to. And I have a few significant points to try to finish the remaining time. Yes, sir?
When Rosh was talking about things being burned up on a flat surface, is that talking about an instantaneous? Because if you leave the oven out for long enough, even a big
surface. I think it's going to be burnt up quickly. Let's discuss, Rabosai. Let's discuss a couple of very critical points. Very critical points. This issue, Rabosai, is not only an issue when it comes to the inside of the oven, but it's true with respect to the what we call the chatzuva on top of the range. On top of the range. Right? On top of the range. Now, this is a serious matter. He's afraid for two things. He's afraid that it's going to be absorbed inside. Right? And a lot of it's going to come out. Or will you? He said that if you turn off the fire, you turn off the fire, then it's not going to burn up right away. That's what he's worried about. Yeah, we're going to turn off the fire. Likely, it's not going to start bubbling over. That's exactly why you turn off the fire. So it shouldn't run over. Let's just say that split second you turn off the fire. That split second is going to come down upon it. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the new Shulchan Aruch from the Oz V'Hodah that you're only afraid you're going to put something on the grate itself. Who has ever seen anyone put any food directly on the grate? What do you put there?
Bagel.
Really? Uh-oh. I was about to say no one ever does it, but obviously I'm wrong. Can I paskin? Don't do it anymore? Because I don't want to take a chrayas of what's on that grate previously. Please don't put food directly on the grate. I think it's just not a good idea. All right, b'di'evit, not a good idea. And he quotes over there, it's a b'di'evit, it's a big hotzah, it's expense, and a tircha, to have a separate chatzuva on the top of the range for fleshiks and for milichiks, who rely on the fact it's going to burn up, and therefore we're not worried about the chatzuva of the ramah in the case of the chatzuva on top of the range. That's what the poskim say, halacha lemaisa. And the truth is, it's discussed here as well. Take a little back step over here, and he talks about it also. Somewhere it's here. B'nei chatzuvas habluos mibasa kochet salo aleim covet. Ah, oh, they use it to actually to roast the limb of the kasher. Now you want to put on a melucha kapat. Look what I wrote in my sefer, the hatir. He brings it off in the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's completely correct. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Pashakos the ramad the bePesach tzorach l'laban achatzuva who rakdin lechatchila bePesach mishum churma dechametz. Aber b'shari surim ein tzorach bekach mishum debeis kederes anogas ubezu and abalui yotze b'lor otev. You see from that ramah and Mishnah Berurah, we pass on lechatchila. We're not worried against the hagos shari dura. We're not worried in the go mikli lekli below rotev. And he quotes the Magen Avraham, quotes the Maram Lublin, says exactly the same thing. Even the chatchila is no problem. It's not going to be chumah de chametz. Except the Vadi HaShulchan is machmir, separate chatzuva sabasur and cholov, because the Ramah at the end is machmir b'kol zeh, also on base kederes hanogos to the chatchila, etc. He quotes where Moshe says no. Where Moshe says a hezber. The holy, it's only two kederes meleos hanogu zubazu. The chashin and shem yozu miyachad atachas of chaverta. Aber la chatzuva she rak blua mi basar. And I feel it in the chatchila. Shalom niyachad lea kedera chalomis. The body of shulch, of course, the prima godim and all other achronim. Who say. I feel the base kederes shrekos. Even if they're empty. Shein bem tavshil at all. Yesh din zehiros hachatchila. So you can say bezel chatchila yesh lochosh lebolus ubezu gam lo horotav kimavua bagosh sharidura ad kan dvarav. Says he, aha, mashivenu liel midivrei Mishnah Berurah midivrei vechatzuva midivrei Magen Avraham mishem amaram leblin muchach kadasig was Moshe. Maybe the hagosh sharidura went against. We don't pasken like him. We don't pasken like him. That's all. We don't pasken like him. Im chashina lechatchila debuliyos midivrei lo horotav ken lo yol gam yaniach kadavar amafsek beneim. The aluminum foil won't help. No, it's not going to help. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is makel klar. So therefore, you see, we passed in against that hagos sharidura, and that's all. I shemi yiglo shacholav yikones ben achatzuva lekadera v'acholav yosem echatzuva v'yachzav yosem esakadera. Look back on Lamedal, which we spoke about, and therefore he wants to go to 24 hours against. But I don't go into the 24 hours. But he has the same. He's worried that maybe the Yad Yehuda is against the Chavaz Das from yesterday. Whatever worries he has, I don't hold from his worries. I think it's going to be no problem whatsoever. Fine. So Rabosai, I want to show you how incomplete citations can lead to, I think, inaccurate inferences. Let's open to the Mishpat Zohar right over here in Sivkot and Chavtes. See how he quotes the Trumas Adeshen. And then we're going to show you the Trumas Adeshen in the absolute original. What? Mishnah tells over the Prima Gadim Tzadi Beis Chav Tes. I'd like to show you the original. Can someone get me a Trumas Adeshen on the board? Binyamin? Trumas Adeshen Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Gimel. If you don't have it, you can get it from the Beis Yosef and the Dakei Moshe. They quote the whole thing. Those have the green book. Look in the Beis Yosef. Quotes the first half. Dakei Moshe, the regular Dakei Moshe, quotes the second half. You can see it verbatim, but since not everybody has the Torah, you can find the. It's called Trumas Adeshen. I'm not sure what they would call it, what category they would have for it. But it's Chelik Beis. Maybe it's called Shelos and Shuvas. I don't know. Maybe it's in the Barilan. Take a look in how he semi-quotes it over here in Mishmat Ozov, Simon Tzadi Beis, of Kod and Chavtes. I'm reading you one line. Imazeya Ola La Elyona Vakadera Elyona Chama Af She'ein Yad. So that is bo b'zeya osur uvetzonenes beinon yad. So that is bo b'zeya. That's the in. You found it. What are you looking for? It's a separate sefer.
Separate sefer. Is it
going to
be under?
What would it be under? Trumas Adeshen. Where we find it? Halacha Rishonim. Halacha Rishonim. It's sort of a late Rishon. I'm not sure what they draw the
line.
Which one was it? Is it alphabetical? You don't have it. Right. I'm afraid that we'll not be able to get it. You know what? How many people have to have the green Torah Shulchan Aruch with them? How many have it? That's it? Oh my goodness. How can you not have? Let's see, where can it be? I want to show. Huh? Shut. Look on the shut. alphabetical?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Two words of that. Thank you. Chelik Beis. Some look some. That's it. Simon Kuv Gimel. Kuv Gimel. It's very short, but it's so important to get every word right. You see how it's twisted and turned in different ways. Thank you so much. It's Mamash. We're going to read one paragraph, which is very short. Bigger? Get down. Oh, look how big this is. They asked him a question. They wanted to know how. Get out. Get lost. Okay. Nira, that's the Shaila. Hashir Shem Ein Ayat Zalesbo Bikdeira Shel Basar. We read this once before, but see it again. Machmas Hazeah. Afilu Imhoya Hazeah Ola Afilu Shah Hashim. Ein Istimadava. Imlo. Catch this now. Shakdeira Rosachas. And here's a keyword which is left out. Bifne Atzmo. So if the Zeah has a lettuce bowl, again, if the Kedera is not has a lettuce bowl because of the Zeah, it's no problem, unless the Kedera is independently hot. And then he proves it. Meaning, Poshet Shaton Bosel Yavish HaMal Men Akira, Shem Evashin of Tadir, Afal Pisha Zeah Olam Men Atavshel Shel Chola, Holo Veneyatzo Lettuce, Babosar, second time, Mach Maschom Oso Zeah, Eina Oseres. That's it. No more. The whole thing that we're seeing is a few lines. Mamash, a few lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mamash, 5 lines, the whole thing. Okay? So therefore, when the Prima Gana quoted it, they only quoted half. So that led to a wrong conclusion. Look at the Prima Gana for a second. How did he quote it? What did he say? Mazeya Ola, Lel Yona Vakadera, El Yona Chama, Avshin Yatsu Letus Bo Mazeya, Osa. Okay, Uvitzon Nenes Vinyashalez Obezeya. He never said Yashalez Obezeya. Number 2, he said Chama Bifnei Atzma. Left at that. He made these 2 inaccuracies in this citation. 2. That's a big number. It's just a small citation. The Yad Yehuda quotes the Truma Sedeshin faithfully, and he says as follows: the only time is a problem is if the pot on top is independently hot. Then it's usur, even Rabosai, even in a situation in which the Zeya Rabosai is Ein Yatzal Letisbo, because probably it's going to become hot from the hot pot on top. Rabbi Kivager said so. Where's Rabbi Kivager? You'll find him in the Mogan Avram, Simitof Nun Aleph of Cotton Mem Dalit. If the top is hot, probably the Zeya underneath it will also get hot from the thing on top of it. That's all it means. Oh. Now, Rabosai, what happens in a case in which the Zeah is hot and the Kedera on top is cold? Sure, it answers. You know when? When it heats up. When he says it's mutter, he means tzonenes bifnei atzmo. Not tzonenes at the end of the day. But so now at the end of the day, nothing gets absorbed. After all, 2 times the Truma Sedeshin said you have to have the meat hot and the Kedera hot. So if the Zeah is hot and the Kedera on top of it remains cold, in my view, there will be absolutely no Blia. No Blia. This is what the Yad Yehuda fundamentally agrees with. Oh. And the Yad Yehuda is the first one who notices what I noticed, that the Ramah did not quote the Truma Sedeshin faithfully. As the Yad Yehuda, Rabosai, you want to look it up yourself, if you want to look it up, at the beginning of Simon Reish of Nunhei, Sivkot Nunhei, he says that the original source had the Zeah, had Yasalez were describing not the Zeah, had it describing what? Describing what's on top, be it the basar, be it the kedera. The Ramah, for some reason, which we saw but don't fully grasp, we'll have to see it tomorrow, the Daki Moshe, I should bring it tomorrow, Daki Moshe Aruch, or we'll get it on. Has a different girsa. He had a mistaken text in the Truma Sedeshin that led him to the forgive the expression, not precisely accurate rendition what the true rendition really said. And that's why the Ramah that we have in our Sifri and in the Ramah in Tzadim Beis Zayin talks about Yad Soles Bezeah. We will not find that phrase in the, you have, look, show me. Show me Yad Soles Bezeah anywhere. Show it to me. Let's read it again. And Ein Yad Soles Bezeah Kedera. Right? Kedera. Kedera. Right? And then he says over here, Yad Soles Bezeah Bosser. Nowhere in Zayah. Where did Ramah get it from? Where did he get it from? He got it from an erroneous text which is found in Dr. Moshar, which we alluded to a little bit yesterday. We didn't have time to discuss it. Tomorrow we'll start with that. And tomorrow, Shir Abosai, we're going to do that first. Finish up Sifches quickly. Go to Siftes and starting Simon Tzadi Gimel. I originally wanted to finish Tzadi Gimel tomorrow. Forget about it. But Sunday, Blinetta, we're going to finish Tzadi Gimel and start Chazar on Monday. That's the plan.